I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. A gift, the first one to the last. I believe most people are good, and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More job cuts in Washington, this time at the Department of Education. 1,300 positions to be eliminated. Steel and aluminum tariffs going into effect today. As for the overall U.S. economy, President Trump says he's not worried. Here's ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
Trump vowed to make the economy better on day one, but now he says the U.S. is in transition.
Yeah. Do you think there will be a recession?
I don't see it at all. I think this country is going to boom. But as I said, I can do it the easy way or the hard way. The hard way to do it is exactly what I'm doing, but the results are going to be 20 times greater.
Wall Street gets a new report on inflation today, which could ease concerns or raise more concerns about where the economy is headed.
This morning, Dow futures are up around 220 points. There was a shooting outside the normally crowded Terminal 2 at O'Hare Airport in Chicago overnight. One person's hospitalized and one is being questioned. This is ABC News. An Indiana woman trapped for nearly a week in her wrecked car has been found alive.
41-year-old Brianna Castle was on the way to visit a friend when she fell asleep at the wheel. Her father says she stayed alive by dipping her sweatshirt into the water in that ditch.
And she was using her hoodie and wringing it to get a drink of water, trying to survive. And she was in excruciating pain.
6 long days passed until a man working for a drainage company spotted her car and called his boss, who happens to be the fire chief.
That's ABC's Lana Moise. The NTSB banning most helicopters over the Potomac River around Washington, D.C., following that deadly mid-air collision between an Army helicopter and a passenger plane. There have been several past near misses as well. The Russian captain of the cargo ship that collided with a U.S.-owned oil tanker off the coast of England remains in U.K. custody. He has been charged with suspicion of manslaughter by gross negligence. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
This time of year, Catkins Animal Rescue in Park Falls receives many calls about injured or found wildlife. While they always want to help the animals, their staff do not have the permits, supplies, or training and knowledge to care for wild animals. They also do not have proper housing or space. If you find an orphaned, injured, or abandoned animal that appears to be in need, they ask that you please stop and contact a wild rehabilitation facility before intervening. The staff at those facilities do have the proper training and supplies to help those animals. But if you do find orphaned young, please remember they are likely not abandoned. Their mother is simply out getting her own meal so she can sustain nursing her young. Rabbits, for example, will not go near their young unless feeding. It is a safety instinct to not draw attention to their young. If you disturb the babies when mom is gone, it could be a matter of life or death for them. If in doubt, call an expert first. For wildlife, you can call Wild Instincts based in Rhinelander. It is recommended to contact the facility before handling or removing wildlife. They can be reached at 715-362-9453 24 hours a day. Another resource you could call is Northwoods Wildlife Center in Minocqua. They can be reached at 715-356-7400. For wild birds, you can contact the Raptor Education Group Incorporated based in Anago. Once again, please contact the facility before handling or moving wild birds. They can be reached at 715-623-4015. Even if they can't take the bird, they may have some input on how you should handle the situation. And if you are unsure of who to contact, you can always contact your local sheriff's department or DNR for resources. Wednesday, March 19th at 6:45 p.m., it's the rescheduled Book in a Cuppa. The Ogama Public Library invites you to stop by for Bring Your Own Book Club, which means that there is no required reading to join the club. You can choose a book that loosely fits the month's theme, or just come for the conversation and community. Coffee and tea will be provided, but you can feel free to bring your favorite K-Cup with you. This month's theme is green. Once again, this is happening Wednesday, March 19th, at 6:45 p.m. over at the Ogama Public Library. It's a man bites dog kind of story. Here's Lisa Hale.
The car was stolen in Winnebago County last week. And while that may not seem newsworthy, the fact that it was stolen from the Sheriff's Department parking lot is. Last week, a man dropped by the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office to pick something up. He left his car running while he ran inside. When he returned, his car was gone. Sheriff's Department officials believe a recently released inmate may have taken the car. They remind people to never leave their car running while unattended, even for a minute, even in the cop shop parking lot.
I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Mark James Einickner, age 46, of Waupaca, died unexpectedly at his home on Tuesday, March 4th. He is survived by his four children, Seth Steiner of Wausau, by Ava Axon and Astrid Einickner of Glenview, Illinois, further survived by his mother and stepfather, Vicki and Don Frankie of Park Falls, by his sister, Mindy Einickner of Waukesha, by his step-siblings, Todd Frankie of Park Falls and Nancy Frankie of Dodgeville, and by nieces, nephews, cousins, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held this Saturday, 1 p.m., March 15th, at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation held from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service on Saturday, March 15th, at the funeral home. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Mark James Einickner, 46, of Waupaca. Catherine Zidzik LaPointe, age 77, a resident of Phillips, passed away on March 7th at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by her loving husband, Robert, by her siblings, John, Jim, and Ed Zidzik, and also by her nephews and great-nephews. Memorial Mass to be held on Saturday, March 15th at 11 a.m. at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Visitation to be held from 10 a.m. until the hour of the Mass. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services is serving the family. This has been the funeral notice for Catherine Zidzik LaPointe, age 77, of Phillips. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Bucks lose in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks against the Pacers. Just over 3 seconds left when Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton makes a clutch three-point shot and draws a foul to win the game. Brian Anderson on TNT.
Pacers down three. Halliburton's got the ball. Halliburton rises up.
The Bucks lose 115-114. Doc Rivers says nobody covered Halliburton.
He was open the whole play, and we'll have to figure it out because that's a play that should never happen.
So the Bucks have lost three in a row. They host the Lakers tomorrow night. Junior Bridgman has died. He collapsed from a heart attack while speaking at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville. Bridgman played 9 seasons for the Bucks before becoming a billionaire businessman and part owner of the team. John McLaughlin was one of his teammates.
The finest person I've ever known in my life. Just class guy.
Junior Bridgman was 71 with sports on Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming a little breezier in the afternoon with a high near 60. Friday, close to 70 with some rain, thunderstorms, and eventually snow by Saturday, Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
98 Q Country.
But you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do or say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook them dinner and I burn it black, you better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
wish this whiskey would make her miss me like I wish she did. I wish she did. Pouring up another one won't change what I should have done before she left. Now all that's left is mile by mile and city by city she's getting over me, and man, it ain't pretty, no. She's out there rolling down some old interstate, wide open, couldn't make her stay. Probably cranking up some new freedom song, wide open, won't pick up her phone while I'm dying here tonight, staring goodbye in the face, saying I love you too late, too late. I can't take back what I never said, but if I could, man, I would try. That me in Tennessee want her back. I wish it worked like that. Yeah. If I had half a clue where she was heading now, I'd do what I had to do to make her turn that car around. She's out there rolling down some old interstate, wide open, couldn't make her stay. Probably cranking up some new freedom song.
Station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies. Look into my eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
Tan toes tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down, yeah. All day long, just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, and sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, yeah. guitar and my dark sunglasses. This sweet concoction is smooth as molasses. Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down, over the water,
everything gets hotter. When the sun goes
when
down,
the sun goes
when the sun
down.
Goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down, over the water,
everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down, yeah.
Kenny Chesney, Uncle Cracker. Little cracker for breakfast. Joel here, the morning show. We're going to get you your keyword and see if we can't get you a couple of Brewer tickets to send you off to AmFam Field in a couple of weeks. Stay tuned. Keyword in just a couple moments. Lots of good local content on Reality Radio, too, after 8. Stick around for some good local stuff. 98Q, this is Jordan Davis. I ain't singing.
That beer ain't getting any colder. And I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep checking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. And yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't wanna be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby. If you can't tell, no, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby. If you can't tell, no, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. 'Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my home of mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. 'Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't.
We get the point. Jordan Davis, 98Q Country, and a good Wednesday to you, Joel, here, the morning show. Good to have you with us. A little clouds this morning. We should see some sun by afternoon at the latest, and a decent day today with highs 50. Downright balmy tomorrow and Friday, and really for the next week, 10 days, looking pretty warm. We're going to have a couple of days like Sunday where it'll just kind of swoon, a temporary swoon. We'll talk about the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show. We're going to talk a little Catkins. We're going to talk a little Phillips Moose Lodge. We're going to talk a little Bader Sports Center. All that ahead on Reality Radio after 8 o'clock this morning. I hope you are staying mentally okay. The bug is still having an effect on a lot of people, whether it's the flu bug, the influenza, or what it is that's going around still. But it's I've talked to several people pretty consistent on the symptoms and what it does to people, and lays them up for a few days and causes, wreaks havoc in the body, just to put it generally. So if you're going through that, hang in there. Hang in there. We'll come out the other side. If it's the good Lord's time to take you, it'll happen. If not, we'll keep plugging forward, right? And I hope you're staying mentally well also. It's very difficult if you are on social media, Facebook, Instagram, X, Twitch, whatever you're doing there. There's still a lot of political junk out there. Stay mentally healthy. Back away if you need to. All right. I think backing away is a good thing. It's hard. If you take a day off and just put aside all the bantering and political bantering and stuff, I guarantee you your brain will appreciate it. And you know what? Everything will go on the way it was before. I'm not saying to totally check out and not, care or contribute, but you have to take care of yourself. At some point, you have to be proactive in your own mental health. So it's very easy. It's addicting to get caught up in all the Facebook banter and the comments, political, what's going on. So just take care of yourself, be healthy, go for a walk in the woods, just power off the phone. Here's a little tip from the morning show guy. If you want something really, really good to kind of go brain dead. And sometimes that's good. Okay. Shut off the phone. Okay, go on your, if you have a TV, most of us have a TV that has the apps, like the Netflix and stuff, go to Pluto. Pluto's a free channel, and watch a couple episodes of Happy Days. Maybe watch an old episode. There's a Bob Barker channel. You can go on there and watch old episodes of Bob Barker. Nothing calms the mind better than a 1987 Ford Fiesta or whatever car it may be. There's something soothing about watching an old game show and seeing the cars that they're giving away. And I don't know what it is to see that car in its brand new form and know that there's a really good chance that car doesn't exist anymore. It's probably buried deep in a junkyard somewhere. So take care of yourself mentally, turn off the social, the everyday topic of political and social media banter. If you feel you're burnt out on that, take a break and stay well. It's between some of the bugs that are going around and just what's going on with social media, it can be very, and sometimes we don't think about that. We, you go out in the yard and rake the leaves for an hour and you come back in and, oh, my back hurts. And you can say, oh, I know why my back hurts. I went out and I raked leaves for an hour and I probably should have taken a break. I climbed up on the roof and got that ice. Whatever it may be, you can point to what it is. And a lot of times people, they're mentally drained, they're exhausted, even physically worn out, and they don't, a lot of times we don't relate that back to some of the social issues that mentally people deal with online especially. So so take care of yourself is what I'm saying here. We got some Brewer baseball tickets we're going to give away here again today. The keyword. Now, these are for Saturday, April 5th. I believe that's a 6 o'clock game that night, 6:40. So text us the keyword AMFAM. That's AMFAM. The name of the field, of course, is AMFAM Field. So just the five letters all together, AMFAM. AMFAM. That's what people call the park typically. It'll always be Miller Park to me. So text us the keyword, which isn't really a word, but it's five letters, AMFAM, AMFAM, and you'll be in. You'll be in. The Morfords won our ticket yesterday. The Littles, they grabbed the tickets on Monday, so we'll see if we can get you a pair of tickets today, and we'll do it again tomorrow. That keyword is good all day today, just at some point. If you're driving or whatever, just wait till you get somewhere. Or you can shoot us the keyword AMFAM, AMFAM. We are a week away. A week from tomorrow is the NCAA Pick'em Contest. And I'm going to, maybe not today, probably tomorrow I'll announce our prize package for that. I'll put that together today. We have a lot of gift certificates from all kinds of participating businesses. Some of them are, we have sponsors of the Pick'em contest, but we have some leftover stuff from the Deer Hunters Roundup and stuff that are really good. I know there's $25 gift certificates for baiters. I saw St. Croix rods, all kinds of stuff. So some really nice prizes for our Pick'em contest. So stay tuned for details on that, on what the prizes are. If you have been a part of our contest before, you'll get an email from, we run it through CBS Sportsline, and that works really nice. If you've been in there before, you'll get an email. You've already got a login. If you've never done it before and you're saying, yeah, I'd like to be a part of the contest, it's very simple. You just send us an email saying you want to be a part of it, and then we'll send you an invite through our host site, CBS Sportsline. You take a moment just to set up a little account, join our exclusive morning show contest. It's just you and us, or us and me, or all of us. It's a little over 100 people. It's not an overwhelming group, and we have a lot of fun with it. And I'll give you a warning. If you sign up for the contest and you join it, and you don't do very well, if you're at the bottom, there will be mocking and ridicule. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Because the monkey does his picks every year, too. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do better than the monkey, then you're in trouble. It's just part of the deal. Reality Radio comes up after 8. We're looking for that sun to make an appearance, and it will today, but it's a cloudy start to our day here. Kind of tough to get things going sometimes when the clouds linger out there. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports, so let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More job cuts in Washington, this time at the Department of Education. 1,300 positions to be eliminated. Steel and aluminum tariffs going into effect today. As for the overall U.S. economy, President Trump says he's not worried. Here's ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
Trump vowed to make the economy better on day one, but now he says the U.S. is in transition. Yeah. Do you think there will be a recession?
I don't see it at all. I think this country is going to boom. But as I said, I can do it the easy way or the hard way. The hard way to do it is exactly what I'm doing, but the results are going to be 20 times greater.
Wall Street gets a new report on inflation today, which could ease concerns or raise more concerns about where the economy is headed.
This morning, Dow futures are up around 220 points. There was a shooting outside the normally crowded Terminal 2 at O'Hare Airport in Chicago overnight. One person's hospitalized and one is being questioned. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking residents to donate to their Endangered Resources Fund through their state income tax forms. The agency will match all donations made through the tax forms with all the funding going towards conservation efforts for rare plants, animals, and natural areas across the state. They will also help the agency combat the spread of invasive species like the emerald ash borer. The donations line can be found in Schedule 3, Part 1A of the income tax form. This Saturday, March 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Santa's Elves Foundation is hosting an event to raise funds for the Christmas 2025 children's presents. This will be taking place at the Craft and Vendor Fair over at the American Legion Hall at Post 182 in Park Falls, with all proceeds from Auxiliary Unit 182 benefiting the Spring Honor Flight. Once again, this is taking place March 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at 274 North 3rd Avenue in Park Falls. As part of Governor Evers' 2025-27 biennial budget, he wants to increase fees for fish, game, and wildlife licenses for Wisconsin residents. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Senate Bill 45 lays out the hunting, fishing, and trapping fees. A majority of the licenses and tags would increase by $10 to $20, including for small game, deer, fishing, and wild turkey. Some fees could increase by $40, including wolf harvesting, with a new fee of $88, and conservation patron has a new fee of $201. The last time license fees rose for residents was in 2005. However, in 2023, non-resident fees rose as a part of Governor Evers' 2024-25 budget. The DNR says that over the last 20 years, inflation has increased 59%, and costs of equipment and many items needed have jumped even more.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks lose in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks against the Pacers. Just over 3 seconds left when Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton makes a clutch three-point shot and draws a foul to win the game. Brian Anderson on TNT.
Pacers down three. Halliburton's got the ball. Halliburton rises up.
The Bucks lose 115-114. Doc Rivers says nobody covered Halliburton.
He was open the whole play, and we'll have to figure it out because that's a play that should never happen.
So the Bucks have lost three in a row. They host the Lakers tomorrow night. Junior Bridgman has died. He collapsed from a heart attack while speaking at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville. Bridgman played 9 seasons for the Bucks before becoming a billionaire businessman and part owner of the team. John McLaughlin was one of his teammates.
The finest person I've ever known in my life. Just class guy.
Junior Bridgman was 71 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Need and want are two different things, but they don't have to be. At Bader Sports Center, they're happy to help you make needs and wants the same thing. Do you need new fishing equipment or do you want new fishing equipment? Do you need a new gun for the upcoming hunting seasons or do you want a new gun? Do you need a new bow for the next archery season or do you want a new bow? Whatever your needs or wants are, the friendly, knowledgeable staff at Bader Sports Center will help you make need and want the same thing. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Yeah, you can stop into the studio here too, 8 to 4 Monday through Friday. When you're paying for your Brewer bus trip, it's cash or check, just so you guys know, cash or check on that. And we're going to take one bus. We've never failed to take one bus. We're hoping to take two. So if you want to guarantee that you're going to go, get on that first bus right away. Don't delay. Get on early because we'll attempt to fill the second bus. But if we don't, then we can't take the second bus and we'll just refund. So what I'm saying is sign up early if you know you can go. June 21st should be a good time. Downtown Minneapolis. It's an outdoor stadium. Yes, it is an outdoor stadium. So there's always a chance, you know, of rain that we could get rained out. We've negotiated some things with our weather person, so we should be good. It's a wonderful facility down there, and if you're concerned about being in Minneapolis, the bus literally drops you off right at the stadium. And you'll be impressed. It's a beautiful stadium down there in downtown Minneapolis. So I hope you'll join us for the Brewer Bus Trip hosted by Big G, myself, and Greg Gunderson on Saturday, June 21st.
With Progressive, renters can save on protection for the things that make your place yours. Even things that don't make sense to everyone.
People always wonder why I don't get rid of my guitar since I never play. But it's like, what if I actually end up taking lessons? Sure, I've had it for 8 years, but if I get rid of it, then what will my New Year's resolution be next January?
Exactly. So bundle your renters and auto and save with Progressive and protect the things that make sense to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming a little breezier in the afternoon with a high near 60. Friday, close to 70 with some rain, thunderstorms, and eventually snow by Saturday, Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
98Q Country.
Keyword for the Brewer tickets, AmFam, AmFam. Get that to us for your chance to be a winner of Brewer tickets with 98Q.
I wonder if Jack and Diane ever made it after the drums and the guitars all faded. Was the best they could do good enough, or did the heartland just swallow them up? How did my mom and my dad ever do it? If there were struggles and we never knew it, I guess they had each other and that was enough. You know you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart.
You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. What am I gonna tell my kids when they see all of this that goes down on TV? When the whole world is down on its luck, I gotta make sure they keep their chin up. Cry when it hurts, laugh when it's funny. Chase after the dream, don't chase after the money. And know we got each other, that's what's up. 'Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, 'cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. No such thing as a broken heart. 'Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, 'cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. There's no such thing as a broken heart.
You play everything I love. Morgan Wallen, Carrie Underwood, Blake Shelton.
Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You know I'm damn near everything I love.
Keep it coming, baby.
98Q Country.
And I'm tired, damn this knuckle busted, back breaking, no paying job, nowhere I'm going from here. Hot headed women, cold beer, kick up my heels for a little while and do it country style in my dirty old hat with my crooked little grin, granny beaded neck, and these calloused hands in a muddy pair of jeans with that Copenhagen ring. No need to change a thing. Catching her eye, man, I keep wondering why. Ain't nothing special about her. Aw, shucks, country boy. Lord, she's sure looking good, like something from Hollywood. She got me thinking that I just might leave here with her tonight in my dirty old hat with my crooked little grin, granny beaded neck, and these calloused hands in a muddy pair of jeans with that Copenhagen. Because I am who
Country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. Well, she never unlocked, locked it, guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Daniels pouring. She got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side. Truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yes, I did. I can't believe I gotta be at work at 9. About to catch this 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Guess she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck.
Yes, 98 Q Country with Hardy and the truck bed. Joel here, the morning show. You see, they announced yesterday that there's going to be some Brewer games on free TV this year. That hasn't happened in quite a while. I mean, occasionally, well, I was going to say occasionally you get the Saturday or Sunday game of the week. But I think for many years, if you wanted to see the Brewers play, you had to have like ESPN or something like that. But now I think there's as many as 10 or so games that'll be shown on one of the Wausau channels, which is rare. As you know, maybe you don't know, Major League Baseball has been dealing the last couple of years with TV rights issues. ESPN and Major League Baseball have parted ways. I believe after this season, Major League Baseball no longer going to be on ESPN. And, of course, the Bally's Network, I don't know if it all went under, but it kind of did. And now you got the FanDuel Network that's broadcasting some of the NBA games. I don't know if they're going to be taking over some of the baseball stuff. But finding your games for baseball fans, if you want to watch it, of course, you can listen to it for free, as always, right here. Right in a 98Q. But I understand. Sometimes you like to watch and see your players. It's hard. It's hard to do, and you have to pay for it for the most part. But there will be upwards of 10 games. I haven't seen the complete schedule of what that is. That'll be on just, if you had have a set of rabbit ears, well, I shouldn't say that because Wausau is quite a ways away. But if you have just the basic local channels, and maybe you don't have the fancy package with all the other networks, you'll be able to see some of the Brewer games this year. I have it right here for you. All the Brewer games right here. We'll bump a couple of games over to Trail Mix 103.1. But I think it's just the lifestyle nowadays. I used to be able to sit down and watch a baseball game, but now I find myself watching an inning or two. And then, especially if it's a nice day, you go outside, you walk around. So what I do is, and here's my tip, and you don't have to do this if you don't want. If you do, you're going to be a better person if you do it. But if you don't want to do it, then that that's totally up to you. Is that a guilt? Is that a guilt trip there? All right. What you do is you watch maybe an inning or two of the game, maybe the first couple innings, and then you go out, put a radio in the garage. You turn on the garage radio, or if you got a Walkman, or however you want to listen to it. Then you can walk around and actually get something done. Maybe go for a walk, or go outside and do some mulching, or whatever you want to do. And you can still listen to the game right here on 98Q. And then if the game's interesting, if it's a good game, then the eighth or ninth inning, then I'll go back. Then I'll go back to the TV, and I'll watch the end of it. So no matter how you do it, know that we are there for you, Brewer Baseball, this summer. It's just nice to have that option to listen to it for free on the radio whenever you want. We've got you covered right here, of course, on 98Q Country.
It's one big, beautiful show. The Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show, March 29th and 30th at the Phillips High School. Making Phillips great again with big displays from Ross's Sports Shop, Bader Sports Center, J&A Services, Restore You, Medford Motors, and Lang Power Equipment. Register to win free guided fishing trips, and 98Q will be live on Saturday, sponsored by Tailored Family Care Clinic of Phillips. Enjoy food from Word of Life Family Church. All of this and a lot more at the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show. This message is sponsored by Wildwoods Taxidermy in Fifield. Stop in today to see Travis's showroom.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. Wheelwayautos.com.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
98Q Country.
New truck.
big lift, old roads we've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no brakes, I'll tell, no gate, ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me, 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck. After mile, turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows, know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Kane Brown, 98Q Country. Marshmello helped him out on that. I'm not sure if he was eating marshmallows when he did it or if that's an artist. I'm very confused on that. AmFam is our keyword for brewer tickets today. AmFam. AmFam, get that to us sometime today. Brewer tickets for April 5th. We home of the Brewers right here. 98Q Country. Reality Radio is ahead for you. Just after 8, it's Garth Brooks.
This old highway's getting longer. It seems there ain't no end in sight. To sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called the house, but no one answered. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept the woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. And I'm much too young to feed this damn old. All my cards are on the table with no ace left in the hole. And I'm much too young to feel this damn old. Competition's getting younger, tougher bronze. You know I can't recall a worn-out tape, a chrysalid dude. Lonely women and bad booze seem to be the only friends I've left at all. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. Not much too young to keep this damn old.